Hello. You know who this is, Chillin'? This is Sleepy Joe. It sure is. You know why they calls me Sleepy? Because I always takes them afternoon naps. And I always drink my milk, too. Oh, there ain't nothing like milk, Chillin'. Nothing like milk when you're growing. Makes you strong and gives you nice solid bones and good strong teeth. Makes you grow fast, too. Drink your milk, Chillin'. Don't never leave your milk sitting on the table with the glass half full. Drink every drop of it, and then you'll be happy and healthy and love to play. Yes, you will. So drink that milk. Oh, and now, Chillin', how about some music? All right. Just listen to this. How was that music, Chillin'? You did. Oh, I'm so glad. It makes me happy to know that you likes the kind of music that old Sleepy play for you. Because this is your program, Chillin', and you is the one where's got to be pleased. So I want to always play the kind of music that you Chillin's like and tell the kind of stories that you like, too. And this story is called The Story of the Fox and the Goat. It's one of them that Uncle Remus told me. It was one of them hot summer days, Chillin', and Br'er Fox was looking for a drink of water. His tongue was hanging out. He was so thirsty. And finally, after searching for a long time, Br'er Fox came upon an old well at the edge of the forest.
Oh, my water. Oh, my water. How cool and refreshing that water looks. I'm so thirsty, I believe I could drink the whole well dry. I'll just bend over here and have myself a nice big drink of that water.
And when Br'er Fox leaned over, he couldn't quite reach the water to lap it up. So he leaned over further, and then further, and then further still, until...
Oh, I'm going to fall. I'm falling off. Help!
Yes, Chillin', Br'er Fox leaned over a little bit too far, and he fell right into the well. Now, Br'er Fox didn't have to worry about drowning, of course. No, indeed, because he knowed how to swim and float, and he could float on top of the water with no trouble at all. So he just relaxed and had himself a nice drink of water.
Oh, this is certainly fine drinking water. That must be the best drinking water in the whole forest. My, I was thirsty. Sure is cool. Oh, that's fine. That is fine water. Ain't nothing like water when you're thirsty, don't seem like. Sure do quench your thirst. I'll have to come to this well again. Well, it's time to go home now, though, so I'll just jump out of here with one bound, and here I go. Here I go. One, two. One, two, three. I can't get out of here. A trap. I can't make it.
Try as he would, Br'er Fox couldn't get out of that well. You see, the sides of the well was kind of narrow, and the top was a little too high for him to jump to. Besides, there wasn't anything for him to stand on. Yes, sir, Br'er Fox was really trapped.
Oh, what am I going to do? I'll never be able to get out here alone. Help! Help somebody there! Help me! Help! Help!
Even though Br'er Fox shouted as loud as he could, nobody was around to hear him. Then, long towards evening, the sun was sinking high in the trees, when Br'er Fox heard someone coming.
Long day, day. Oh, what a beautiful day this has been.
Hello up there!
Why, it's Br'er Fox. What are you doing down in that well?
Well, Br'er Goat, I'm glad to see you. Sure is. I just came down in here with a drink of water. So fresh and cool. Why don't you come on down here and try some of this fresh, cool water?
Would it be all right? I wouldn't be crowding you.
Oh, no, not at all. Of course not. Come on in, Brer Goat. The water delicious.
Well, if you say so. Here I come.
And as soon as the foolish goat landed in the water at the bottom of the well, Brer Fox hopped up on the goat's back and jumped over the edge of the well onto the ground above, safe and sound once more. Then he called down to the goat, who was now splashing around in the well.
Well, how do you like the water, Brer Goat?
Oh, it's fine, Brer Fox, just fine. I just thought of something.
What's that, old pal?
How do I get out of here?
And then Brer Fox laughed. And he laughed some more. And he said slyly as he walked away,
"You foolish old goat, next time be sure to look before you leap."
And so, children, always be sure you know what you're getting into beforehand, and then you won't get into trouble. And now, how about some music, huh? All right, is y'all ready? You is? Then just listen to this. Oh, that's what children like. Songs and music and stories. Oh, and riddles. Did you get the riddle I left with you the last sitting? Huh? What is it that's got 3 feet and no hands? Could you get it? That's right, a yardstick. Oh, and here's a riddle old Sleepy want to leave with you to the next sitting. Listen to this. You can't blow it. It helps you in the tight places, but it won't help you out. See, can you get that one, Twix and Tween, there the next sitting? Oh, and now for old Sleepy say goodnight. Here's a little thought that I want to leave with my children. There's a goldfish in a bowl that swims around and round. And if he doesn't stop it, I'm afraid someday he'll drown. Now, to the next sitting. Bye-bye, children. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.